everybody, this is Jeffrey X. Martin from Biff Bam Pop, and welcome to the first edition of Songs in the Key of X. It might be a band, it might be a topic, it might be a genre, but I'll be here every Tuesday to tell you about my five favorite songs concerning one of those previously mentioned three things. This week, I'm talking about Echo and the Bunnymen. Echo and the Bunnymen formed in 1978, a Liverpool band. They consisted of Ian McCulloch on vocals, Will Sargent on guitar, and Les Pattinson on bass. They used a drum machine before the late Pete DeFreitas joined the band, and amazingly enough, these guys are still touring. So, let's go through my favorite Echo and the Bunnymen tunes in reverse order. Number 5.
Stab a sorry heart with your favorite finger, paint the whole world blue, and stop your tears from stinging, hear the cavemen singing.
Seven Seas, which I got to see the band perform live back in 1988 at Miami University, because I'm old. Ian was balls deep drunk, bitching because there weren't enough sorority girls in the audience, and he changed one of the lines in the song to, "Glad to see my face among you licking your tortoise shell." Not sure what that meant, but that's what he said. Hey, number 4.
Fate up against your will, through the thick and give yourself to him.
Now, a lot of people know this song because of the movie Donnie Darko, and that is a great movie, but man, do not watch the director's cut, because not only do they replace the Killing Moon with a freaking NXS song, but they ruin all the mystery of the movie with added footage. It explains everything. Like, why would you do that? Anyway, the Killing Moon's awesome. Number 3. I love the guitar part on Rescue because it is simple and it veers over into a little bit of funk and everything else just swirls around it. It's one of the finest examples I can think of a guitar riff totally anchoring a song. And also it sounds like Ian has no idea what song he's singing. He's so lost.
Is this the blues I'm singing? Is this the blues I'm singing?
No, it is not. Number 2. Oh my God, listen to this riff for the Back of Love. Just machine gun staccato goodness followed by that weird English horn section. Might be horns, might be keyboards, might be 42 kids with distorted kazoos. I have no idea. Some of Ian's best vocals, too. Breathy, exasperated, pissy. This is one of their best songs. The Back of Love was also their first UK hit, reaching number 19 on the charts in June of 1982. And finally, here's number 1. He left Bring on the Dancing Horses off the list. Yeah, I did, and I have no regrets, because the cutter is really Echo and the Bunnymen in a nutshell. Listen to the weird bendy synth line to this, and that driving Les Pattinson bass line, which is easier to play than you would think. And Ian's vocals, plaintive, on the verge of tears, with lyrics that are halfway lucid, just really sells this whole thing. And my gosh, that breakdown, the music is joyous, the lyrics are utterly morose. And if that's not all the 80s and 16 bars, I'll kiss your ass on Town Square at high noon. That's it for the songs of the Key of X. Links to the full songs are found below in the actual article. Thank you ever so much for listening. I'll talk to you next time. And until then, don't you go changing. Well, I mean, you could change your clothes. You should probably change your underwear. You know what? Just do what you need to do. It's fine.